This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we're at the Band Shell for this week's Winona Municipal Band Concert.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the beautiful Lake Park Band Shell. It's Wednesday night. It's time for another concert by your Winona Municipal Band. We are going to begin this evening with a fanfare, literally. This is called the Triumphant Fanfare. It was written in 1997 by Richard Sacedo. Every one of us here really loves a good march, so we'd like to play for you now a march written in 1901 by a circus composer, John Clore. Here is the Billboard March. It was actually written for the Billboard magazine or the Billboard Daily. So even to this day, when they report the Billboard Top 40, that's what they're referring to, the Billboard March. Thank you. We would next like to play a piece that was written in 1989. And I thought, well, golly, yeah, this is a pretty new piece. And then I realized, no, there are some people up here performing tonight who weren't even born then. So this has been around for a while. But it's always nice to go back. Sometimes we forget about some really good literature. And if we weren't around yet, we never had any exposure to it. So, written in 1989, here's a piece by Robert W. Smith entitled Encanto. At this time, we have two featured soloists that we would like to bring forward. This is our clarinet feature week, which is one of the reasons why we did the song we just did. The first person I'm going to introduce is no stranger to any of us here. He's been sitting here in this front row for over 30 years. He's been a member of this band. A wonderful gentleman, a wonderful husband, a great friend. Well, Ruth thinks so anyway. Dr. Frank Burris. And our second soloist is a 2014 graduate of Cotter High School. He proudly represented Winona for 2 years in the Minnesota All-State Band Program. This past year at the Dorian Band Festival down at Luther College, he was the principal clarinetist, which means that out of all of the high school students that were there, he's at number one. He's been a student of the Burrises for 4 years now. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Jake Kesey. At this time, Dr. Burris and Jake would like to perform for you Immer Kleiner, a very serious clarinet solo. Very serious. Yeah, right. Immer Kleiner, Always Smaller by Adolf Schreiner. Thank you. Like I said, we're not done with the clarinets yet. We would next like to feature the entire clarinet section in Clarinet Candy by Leroy Anderson. Thank you. Now it's time for something a little more classical in nature, from what probably my favorite time period, the late Romantic period, the latter half of the 19th century, the early 20th century, especially Russian music. For some reason, there's just some great low brass parts for us that we get to play. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love it so much. This piece was written in 1894. It was taken from a collection called the Caucasian Sketches. Ippolitov Ivanov actually wrote two of these. He was a student of Rimsky-Korsakov, so very much in that grand Russian nature. The movement we are going to play, the Procession of the Tsardar, is the final movement from the first of the Caucasian Sketches. Here is the Procession of the Tsardar. Thank you. I have to admit, you're never too old to learn something. Good lesson. Our next march is a John Philip Sousa march. It was written in 1894, and it was written for the exposition held in St. Louis. So I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, I know this. That was the World's Fair. And then I'm thinking, now wait a minute, I've seen the movie Meet Me in St. Louis too many times. I know that the State Fair didn't happen, or the International World's Fair did not happen until right after the 1900s. So I had to go back, I used some of Dr. Lindner's notes, and I referred back and I found between the 1850s and 1902 in St. Louis, they would always have a big agricultural and technological, for at the time, exposition, where farmers would all gather in St. Louis to learn what the latest trends, the latest, and remember, we were a very agronomous culture country at that time, so this was a pretty big deal. And 1893, 1894 happened to be very busy times for John Philip Sousa and his band. They were booked. They were booked. They were doing double performances a day. They were going all the time. They were invited to St. Louis to perform for the exposition. The directorate happens to be the board of directors for this exposition. Hence the title, the directorate. It's for the board of directors for this big agricultural symposium. Here is, from 1894, the directorate. We would now like to play for you music that was written in 1957. The music itself was written by the great Leonard Bernstein. It's from the show West Side Story. This happened to be the Broadway premiere for Stephen Sondheim. It was the first show that he ever had anything to do with. He was he wrote the lyrics for all of these wonderful songs. This medley we are going to play includes Maria, Tonight, One Hand, One Heart, Cool, and Somewhere. The show itself was nominated for the Best Musical in 1957, but it lost out to The Music Man of all things. Here now, in arrangement by Jay Bocook, music by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics Stephen Sondheim. Here are selections from West Side Story. We want to thank you all for being here, for being such a terrific audience this evening. Again, one more time, special thanks to Dr. Frank Bruce and Jake Kesey for their beautiful performance. Dr. Bruce kind of embarrassed me a little bit. I just want to say what an honor it is for me to be the one who gets to stand in front of this remarkable group. As a teacher, this is what we talk about as band. It's not just about playing. There's commitment, there's dedication, all these core values that so many of us take for granted. And yet these folks demonstrate it every week. They are here, they are committed, it's a 10-week program, and they're just amazing people. I hope you get a chance to thank them. I don't get enough time to say thank you to them often enough individually. Again, I consider this a great honor to be the one who gets to stand in front. So thank you very much. Thank you for being here. Please drive safely. Remember to buckle up. We've only got two concerts left. The weather has been gorgeous, and next week's supposed to be the same. So hopefully we'll see you here next Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
That was the Winona Municipal Band playing live at the Bandshell on July 30th, 2014. Thank you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.